Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're pleased to welcome to our program this morning from the Surrey County and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today.
I am.
Thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure always to talk with you, and I thought today maybe, Carmen, since Thanksgiving is upon us, we could talk a little turkey. How does that sound?
That sounds great and delicious. It is just hard for me to believe that Thanksgiving is just coming up really soon.
And the interesting thing about the Thanksgiving holiday, we all love to eat, and ordinarily we're eating in a different circumstance. So we're eating more, we're eating away from home, or we're making plans for a huge meal, and that takes a lot of planning ahead and preparation. So I thought maybe if you could share some tips with us today about how to maybe plan ahead, how to get that turkey, get the right turkey, and what to do with it once you do.
Sure. When we think about Thanksgiving, as you say, typically it is a little bit different than our traditional everyday meal. So planning ahead does make a difference, even if it's just things as simple as getting out your ingredients the day before or whenever you have time, making sure you have everything you need from the grocery store and you have the right container to put it in. It just reduces a little bit of stress. If we can shop early, that's great. We do not want to be at the grocery store at 5 o'clock Wednesday trying to make sure that we have everything we need. And an advantage, too, I've looked at the grocery store flyers this week. There are lots of things that are on sale. So you might even want to purchase some things that you're not going to use just for next week, but stock up on some things while you can get them for lower prices.
Absolutely.
When you think about turkeys, this is the key one because the time is upon us. We need to allow enough time for that turkey to thaw. So if you've not thought about which kind of turkey you want to get yet, depending on when you're hearing this, might determine what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. We need to allow approximately 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds of turkey to thaw. And then once it thaws, it can stay in the refrigerator for a day or two. So if you're listening to this on Saturday, you've got a little bit, you have a few different options maybe than if you're hearing it on Wednesday.
Right.
So think about just making sure that you allow enough time to thaw. We want to place the frozen bird in the original wrapper in the refrigerator. And as I mentioned, it's going to take about 4 to 5 hours per pound of turkey to thaw.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a fresh turkey, it can be purchased a day or two before you're actually going to cook it. But we don't recommend buying a pre-stuffed fresh turkey. There's a lot of food safety issues with pre-stuffed fresh turkey. If you've forgotten to thaw your turkey, you don't need to panic because you can thaw it in cold water.
We don't
want to do it at room temperature. That's a little bit scary because when you think about it, the outside temperature of that bird is going to warm up much quicker than the interior temperature of that bird. So there might be possibilities that bacteria would grow on the outside. So it's much, much safer to thaw it in the refrigerator. Or if we don't have room or we've not allowed enough time, we can do it in cold water. But we need to make sure that the turkey is submerged and we change the cold water about every 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And then allow about 30 minutes defrosting time for each pound of turkey.
Okay.
And if you do thaw it in the cold water, you need to cook it immediately after thawing.
Uh-huh.
So you wouldn't want to wait until right before you're cooking it because you might not have enough time, but you just have to plan ahead, as we mentioned.
Sure.
For example, if you had a 10-pound turkey, it's going to take somewhere between 4 to 6 hours for that to defrost in cold water.
Yeah. So we have our turkey. We have it defrosted. Let's talk about cooking.
The exciting part.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you have all your ingredients you need to prepare your holiday meal. Make sure that you have all your equipment, a pan big enough to hold that turkey, and also a food thermometer. The best way to tell if our turkey is done is actually to take the temperature. We can't really tell just from looking. So a food thermometer is a key. That's a good thing to just take some of the questions out. But when you get your turkey in the pan, you can also have your things ready for your stuffing, your wet and dry ingredients. Those can be prepared ahead of time and just refrigerated separately.
Right.
We don't want to place the stuffing inside the turkey until right before you're going to put it into the oven.
Okay.
So think about if you are going to stuff your turkey, you're going to stuff it loosely, and you want your stuffing to be moist, not dry.
Mm-hmm.
Heat actually destroys bacteria more rapidly in that moist environment, so it's just going to be safer and it's going to taste better too soup's not going to be so dry if it's a moisture dressing or stuffing. So place the stuffed turkey immediately in the oven, or you can put the stuffing in a casserole dish and just cook it separately. But when you think about cooking your turkey, typically you cook your turkey at 325 degrees Fahrenheit, and you have to allow several hours for that turkey to cook. And we have charts that tell those times that we'd be happy to get to people if they wanted to call our office. The Dobson office number is 336-401-8025.
Our guest is Carmen Long. Carmen's with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension and the Allegheny County Cooperative Extension. And this being Thanksgiving time, we're talking about the turkeys and how to prepare them, how to thaw them. So there's different cooking times. Say you were cooking your turkey, unstuffed turkey, as opposed to stuffed turkey. Is that...
That is correct. Okay. You're going to have to allow longer for your turkey to cook if you stuff it, at least another 30 minutes. So just make sure when that turkey is finished, the internal temperature should be 165 degrees throughout that bird. So we should check the turkey in several different places, the innermost part of the thigh and the wing, the thickest part of the breast. We just need to make sure that it reads 165. There can be pink still in the turkey, that, and it could still be 165 degrees, but we just need to know that it's at that 165. And the stuffing should reach 165 as well, whether it's cooked inside the bird or in a separate dish. Okay. And then once that turkey is cooked, let it stand for about 20 minutes once you take it out of the oven, and then remove the stuffing and carve the turkey. The turkey's going to carve a lot easier if it's cooled a little bit. The juices have a chance to settle, and it just makes for a better, prettier carved turkey if you let it stand for a few minutes.
So that food thermometer is vitally important when you're cooking that turkey.
It is. I know sometimes people will buy turkeys that have like the little pop-up thermometer in there, and, and we hope that's right, but we really don't know. It's much better if we actually have a thermometer that shows us 165, and then we know that we don't have anything to worry about.
That's not one of those things where you just want to hope. You want to know.
We want to know for sure. And sometimes people will cook turkeys to the point that they just fall apart. And those definitely are going to be done if the meat just falls off the bones. But some people would prefer to have a turkey cooked to the point that it slices nicely into even pieces. And you can't cook it that long if you want to serve it that way.
Probably going to be a little more moist that way, too.
It probably will be.
Mm-hmm. How do we handle the leftovers?
Well, leftovers to me are one of the best parts of Thanksgiving. I absolutely love having something to go back into the refrigerator and pull out to the next day or that evening. If we can use our leftovers within 3 to 4 days, that would be the safest thing. We don't want to cook enough that we're going to eat it for a week. If we have that much extra, it would be better to freeze those foods. But we just want to make sure before we put those leftovers into the refrigerator that they've cooled, and we use shallow containers. The other day I was somewhere and I saw someone had put some soup or a stew in a pitcher, had put that into the refrigerator. And when you think about that, it's too much as far as the quantity in the depth for the interior part of that food to cool down at the rate that it needs to cool. We would have been much better off if we had used a rectangular container that was only about 2 inches high rather than that pitcher that was 10 or 12 inches tall.
Sure.
So just think about how you're going to cool your foods and make sure that you cool fairly quickly. We don't want to leave the food out all day long. It definitely would be cool when we put it in the refrigerator at that point, but we want to make sure that it is cooled fairly quickly, put in the refrigerator. Another key to leftovers, and this one is sometimes a little surprising to people, when we reheat that food, we need it to be back to that 165 in order for it to be safe. And microwaves are wonderful. We can actually thaw turkeys in microwaves. That's another way to thaw, but we would just need to make sure our microwave was large enough to hold it. And you probably would want to read your manufacturer's instructions just to make sure that that would be a safe thing to do. But with the convenience of microwaves, I think a lot of times people will put a plate in and just take the chill off. I've heard that before. Just warm it up a little bit. But we really need to be making sure that that food is steaming hot before we eat it that second or third or how many times we were able to enjoy those leftover Thanksgiving favorite dishes.
Some great advice. Carmen Long, you said your office, if people have questions about the cooking time or the thawing time, they can contact your office and maybe direct them in the right way or give them a chart?
Yes, we actually are open until 5 o'clock on Wednesday. Another option for people would be actually to contact the meat and poultry hotline, and that would be a great opportunity for individuals to get more information on food safety and just great information, not just for Thanksgiving, but throughout the whole year. We sometimes have questions, and when our extension office is not open, you can
there are other resources. Yeah.
24 hours a day at the meat and poultry hotline.
Terrific. I'm going to tell all my friends I got to talk turkey with Carmen Long. Carmen, thank you so much for your time and obviously for all this great information. We appreciate it. And I certainly hope you and your family have a terrific Thanksgiving holiday period.
Thank you so much. And let me give you that number for the meat and poultry hotline.
Absolutely.
It's 1-888-674-6854.
Okay.
And they are open year-round, Monday through Friday from 10 to 6. But they have a recorded message section on food safety. So a lot of times people can get their information even when there's not a live person that they can talk to. So that might be another opportunity for individuals. And there's information there in Spanish as well.
They're
open on Thanksgiving Day from 8 to 2.
Mm-hmm. And as I say, if they're not there, call and follow the prompts and you might get your answer
that
way.
You might get your information. That's
terrific.
Correct.
From the Surrey County and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension offices, Carmen Long, thank you very much. Have a great rest of the week, a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.